Amen. Father God, we just praise you and we glorify you. We thank you, Father. We praise you, Lord. We didn't deserve to come into the kingdom, but you allowed it with your grace and your mercy, Father. And I thank you for that. And I praise you for it, Lord. I thank you for everything that you've done for us, Lord. You've provided everything that we need through your word. And Father God, just to a lot of people don't understand that. We lack sometimes when our prayer time to thank you for everything. This is a day of Thanksgiving. We're going to thank you tonight for all the healings you've done and all the prayers that have been answered and everything that you've done for us, Father. We thank you for your mercy and your grace upon us. We thank you for your promises. We thank you for your gifts. Father God, we thank you for your angels that do the work for you, Lord, and we praise you for that. And we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to get on Zoom and to be able to see our brothers and sisters all across the nation and across the world. And we praise you for that, Father. And we just thank you, Lord, that tonight's going to be an awesome time with you, Father. And I thank you for it. And Lord, just place it in our hearts to be able to praise you for those things that you have given us in the past and the things in the future. And I thank you and praise you, Father, for being with us tonight, leading us and guiding us into the things that you'd have us to talk about. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord, that Monroe's healed. In Jesus' name. So in the name of Jesus right now, I come against this spirit of infirmity on him. We cast you out once, we can do it again. Now you bow your knee to the Lord Jesus Christ right now and leave him right now. Pain, go from his foot in the name of Jesus. And I command any other infirmity upon him, leave his body right now in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, he is healed and whole once again in the name of Jesus. Pain, go from Monroe right now. In Jesus' mighty name, and we praise you, Father, that it is done. The word of God says it is, and I believe it. Jesus' name. Amen. Go ahead, Julie.
Praise you, God. I thank you, Lord, that you give us authority over all of the power of the enemy, over serpents and scorpions and every evil work of darkness. We cast down all witchcraft, curses, hexes, spells, voodoo, all manner of magic and evil and sorceries and every planned, schemed attack against our brother Monroe. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the angels there already ministering to him. That
Amen.
pain is gone and it cannot prevail against your word. It cannot prevail against your name. I thank you, Lord, for building Monroe up in his most holy faith, Father, that he takes authority over his house, Lord, that he is bold and courageous and strong in you. And he knows it's done in Jesus' name. And he is rejoicing and he's thanking you. And he's even dancing before the Lord because it's gone. Praise
Yeah,
Jesus.
thank you, Jesus.
Lord.
Glory
Praise
to
Jesus.
God. Praise God forevermore.
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
No
It is
weapon. No
done.
weapon.
We praise
No
you for it.
weapon.
Glory,
Praise the Lord. Sorry,
hallelujah.
Michael. I'm sorry, Michael. Says no weapon formed against Monroe is going to prosper against him in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Praise
Thank
the
you,
Lord.
Father. It's done. Yeah, Missy.
We thank you, Lord, for that Monroe has strong, bold faith. He's not double-minded. He is not in any doubt or unbelief. And we thank you, Lord, for giving him the strength, no matter what he sees or feels, Lord, to just thank you, no matter what, that he is healed and believe that he's healed and believe he's received, Lord. And I just praise you and thank you, Lord, for putting that in him very strongly, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for giving him that unwielding, strong faith that
Amen.
he stands upon your word and does not budge. The enemy is not permitted to budge him in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, that it is done. He believes he has received. And we just praise you and thank you, Lord. It is finished in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. I believe it. I thank you, Lord, for it. In Jesus' name. Okay, anybody else? What's going on, Nikki Five Nick?
Just had a party.
Get out of here. You been to a party?
No, I had family over.
Oh, okay. Sounds good. Y'all eat turkey?
Oh, yeah. We got leftovers.
I think everybody got leftovers. Yeah, that's awesome. They're better second time around, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a big turkey. It was a 20-pounder.
Woo, did you eat the whole thing?
No, I was about to eat the leg.
Oh, okay. That's great. Yeah, it's about what used to be my best part is the leg.
Yeah. Smoked
turkey legs.
Oh, yeah. But we're going to make hot turkey sandwiches from here on out right now because we got a lot of turkey left.
Are you still eating? Come on, Nick. Oh, man. Yeah, I know what you mean, brother. After this is over tonight, I'll probably have to sneak down and get me a little tad of turkey myself. What happens when we go, all the women get together, and I think they just pawn off all the leftovers on David and I and want us to bring it home and deal with it. But that's okay. We love it. We love it.
Yeah.
We had some pecan pie today that was slap your mama good. Boy, I'm going to tell you.
I love pecan pie.
Yeah. It was good. It was Cairo pecan pie. And that's Miss Anna made that for us. It was great.
Oh, man.
Put about that much whipping cream on top of it, Cool Whip on top of it, all the way over it.
Oh, man.
Larruping all on the sides of it. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. You just gained 5 pounds just looking at it. Yeah, Missy, go ahead.
I'd like to share concerning my mom's cousin, Penny. I'm pretty sure I shared it with you. She had cancer on brain and four areas. And my mom didn't know she was saved or anything. So I believe on the morning we end here, we prayed for her and, we're just believing that, you know, the Lord was going to save her, grant her repentance and belief, you know, if she wasn't. Anyway, this morning, in my time with the Lord, she came to my mind, and I don't know if it was that the Lord said she died or she's going, that she died, she already died today or she was going to die today. It was like if she was, the thought came to me that she was going to die today. I think that's what it was. You know, sometimes you don't quite remember, you know, exactly how it was said or whatever. But anyway, so then this afternoon, I got an email from my mom saying that she passed away. And so then I waited a while and didn't respond or whatever. And I was just praying about it. And I asked the Lord, I asked the Lord if she was with him, you know, and I flipped open my Bible and got this. And when Elisha was come into the house, behold, the child was dead and laid upon his bed. He went in therefore and shut the door upon them twain and prayed unto the Lord. And he went up and lay upon the child and put his mouth upon his mouth and his eyes upon his eyes and his hands upon his hands. And he stretched himself upon him and the flesh of the child waxed warm. Then he returned and walked in the house once to and fro and went up and stretched himself upon him. And the child sneezed 7 times and the child opened his eyes. And he called Gehazi and said, call this Shunammite. So he called her, and then she was come in unto him. He said, take up thy son. Then she went in and fell at his feet and bowed herself to the ground, and she took up her son and went out. And it was like one of the things I had said to my mom in the email. I think in the middle of the email, I stopped and I asked the Lord for a word or something. I can't remember exactly the order of it. And one of the things that had come to me was these verses. What my prayer was that the family those are the family that knows the Lord, that this would be a celebration of life, you know, and that for those who don't, that it would just be used to bring salvation to the others. And what came to me was 1 Thessalonians 4:13 that I sent along in this email. But we would not have you ignorant, brethren, concerning them that fall asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as the rest who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also that are fallen asleep in Jesus will God bring with him. So I just consider that I got as a confirmation that she is with the Lord. So praise the Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that you're going to use this to bring salvation to others in the family. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
I was just like, wow. I mean, I had to stop for a second, and the Lord reminded me that thought came into my mind. Sometimes something comes into your mind so quick and it almost like passes you by, you know? And it was like, wow, that had to have been the Lord, you know? So anyway, thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Amen.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise you, Jesus.
Amen. Well, you'll get to see her one day.
Yep. Amen.
Again, thank you, Father. All right. Anybody else got a prayer request, testimony, or praise report? Yeah, Nick's iPhone.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask for prayer. My great grandmother, she's going to be turning 100 this year. So we're going to go up and surprise her for her birthday. And her birthday is in early December this year. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You say early December?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. 100 years old. Well, don't surprise her in a bad way. I mean, just sneak, don't sneak up on her.
Yeah.
Do that. You want to just make sure she understands you're coming.
Yeah, she knows we're coming.
Awesome. That's great. That's great.
Yeah.
Awesome. What's her name? Grandma?
What, Mom? Eula. Eula.
Eula. Eula.
Yep.
All right. Lord, we lift up Eula to you. We thank you for this lady that you have brought this many years into this family. And she's been a blessing, I suppose, or they wouldn't all be going up there. And Father, we thank you for that. We thank you, Father, that this is going to be an awesome time for her, that it'll be a happy time, that she'll just be wonderfully blessed. And I praise you and thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. And Lord, I just thank you that if she's not saved, that you grant repentance to her and bring her on in. Is she saved, Nick?
No, she's not.
Well, she will be. She will be. In Jesus' name, we break the power of Satan off of her. We thank you, Father, that you're going to bring her in. She's going to be up there waiting on her when the time comes. And we praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Yearly, you come on into the kingdom, hon. In Jesus' name. Amen. I believe it, don't you, Nick?
Yes, I do.
Amen. I bet Benita does too, your mama.
Yeah. She does too.
Amen. Thank you, Father, because it's done. We have declared and decreed it. Lord, we just thank you for sending your angels up there to minister to her, to tell her about you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord can do many miracles, Nick. He can do anything. He can even bring a 100-year-old. That's the kind that I like to see, is the 100-year-old coming into the kingdom. That is awesome. That is awesome. All right. You're going to be believing for her, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Now, you going to take a big old birthday cake?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Well, somebody is. You'd have to have one by the table big to put all that many candles on it, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Well, you give her a hug for us when y'all get up there, okay? Tell her we've been praying for her.
Yep, I will.
Amen. Thank you, brother. Glory to God. Yep. Eula, we're looking forward to seeing you, girl. Amen. All right. Anybody else? All right, has anybody got anything they'd like to share? Joe, did you have a good turkey day today?
not yet. No, we could half a day of power today, so it's...
Couldn't cook nothing, huh?
It's some tuna spaghetti today. That was fine.
Okay.
That's tuna, not turkey.
ain't a whole lot of turkeys over there, is it?
No, not yet. No.
Okay.
Don't think people make much turkey. Oh, well, probably in the farms, maybe Monroe will know about this, but not in the city. But I, you know, he'll probably eat more turkey than I do.
I bet you eat a little goat, don't you?
I always used to be I grew up a little bit in the farm about 6 or 7 years, and then I moved into the city. So I love the farm. I have many things I can remember about the farm, but now in a busy city, it's nothing like that. And it's quite expensive here. Turkey does.
Really? Turkey here? Do they eat a lot of goat down there where you are? Because when I was in North Africa many years ago, goat was a staple.
No.
Okay. All right. That was up in North Africa, though, up in Morocco.
Yeah, I'm sure there's more goat that way than Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Lord. Lord bless Joe with some good old turkey and dressing someday. Amen. Yeah, Benita, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to follow up on the question I had about the sons of God and that we talked about on Tuesday. I listened to David's teaching on that Julie had posted, and what a great teaching. It's just so thorough, and it just was mind-blowing. I mean, I'd read the article Missy talked about, you know, before, but the teaching was so good. And like I said, just so thorough. It's like the men of renown. I just didn't follow that through before and understand how that related to the giants then and the giants of our day. And it was just a great teaching. So I highly recommend it if anybody hasn't listened to it yet.
Yeah. Well, wait a minute. Don't take off yet. What did you find out?
Well, he talked about Job 1:6, like I'd asked about specifically. And, they are men. I mean, it's just like in the verse before, Job is before the Lord, you know, just like in, just right before verse 1:6, where it says the sons of God were before the Lord, or those aren't exactly the words, but and there was other examples of that. And like you said, we're, you know, before the Lord every day. So it just all fit together then.
Amen. Yeah, he does a real good work on that one. He really does. And anybody is that has this problem with giants and things, they need to listen to that one. There's a lot of them. There's a lot of so-called Bible scholars that believe that. Giant garbage.
Yeah, about the angels, you know,
yep.
being the
and
sons
about
of
the
God
angels,
there.
Cult, yeah.
Yeah, it's sure just do. The real, you know, the part about the giants, you know, looking at it in the letter versus in the spirit was something new to me. It's like, oh, yeah, you know, they are the men of renown now are the giants that in our day, the spiritual giants. And that was like, I never thought about that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you, Father. Yeah, what's the name of that guy that always talks about that's on the internet a lot? I can't think of his name. Guy with a beard. Anyway, that's a good teaching. Thank you, Jesus, for giving that to David. All right, anybody else? Anybody got any questions, any answers, any comments? Yeah. Go ahead, Ben. I see you moving. No, okay. Somebody asked for it. That's there it is. That's a good one. Yeah, Benita.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention, since David's been talking about the timelines, it really just seems to be being incorporated in my mind, like in so many ways when I'm walking and I start thinking about different things that are going on and like, oh, but I start like going down a path that I shouldn't be going down. I'm like, no, that's not the right timeline. I can't go that way. I got to stay on this timeline. I don't want to get off track. And it just keeps coming up every time I say something I shouldn't say that puts a curse on somebody or something. It's like, oh, you know, Frank's not feeling well. No, that's not true. That is not the right timeline. Yeah. I am going this way. I'm not going that way. And it's just really helped me focus the direction that my thoughts go. So praise the Lord for that teaching.
You ought to be up here, Benita. You don't dare say something that'll get somebody keyed to your timeline, you know, this, I'll see what timeline you're on. You know, that kind of been, no, it's really good though. We remind each other about where we are in our faith. That's a good thing. It's really a good thing. And that's what we forget sometimes is where we are in our faith and walking in our faith. Do you have doubt and unbelief? Do you have times where you, man, I just can't handle this anymore. You know, I think I'll just go back. You know, you don't do that. You don't do that. Endure to the end. It sure has opened up my eyes to a lot of things. How this faith thing works. It works to what you speak. And if you speak the Word of God, according to the Word of God also, then you're going to get what you have, what you've asked for. You speak contrary to it. You give up on it. You speak contrary. Well, I don't know what God's doing. I asked for this 10 minutes ago and it hadn't showed up yet, you know. And I'm using that because sometimes it's not be a couple of days, you know. Well, I don't know what happened. No, God's, it's a trial of your faith. It's everybody's doing the same thing right now. He is picking the bride because of your timeline. Where are you on your timeline? I've had so many confirmations of these things since I learned about them. And David has too. It's just amazing. And y'all have too, I'm sure. According to, you can be in two timelines at one time. You know how you do that, just like she's talking about just a minute ago. You can be in the good timeline, then all of a sudden you hiccup, back you go a step or two, you're in the other timeline. And I know it sounds kind of do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. I know it sounds that, but it's a scientific fact. Yeah, Missy. Missy?
Yeah, I was trying to unmute. Now, when you said you can be in two different timelines at the same time.
Yep.
Now, does that mean, okay, you know, in areas where you've overcome and you have faith for, and you dwell in heavens and see things the way God sees them and hears them in this particular area, that is one timeline. And I'm asking if I'm understanding that correctly. But then you have these other areas where you're in doubt and unbelief or unsurety in your faith about other things. And that's the other timeline. In other words, that's the mind of the flesh. That's the fleshly side. That's the other timeline. Am I understanding that correctly? That's
somewhat, yeah, somewhat, but not. I'm looking here. Just hang on, just a second. Let's say this, and I can't find it right now. Let's say this. If you're praying, and just like we prayed a while ago for Monroe, in the name of Jesus, I command you to leave him now. Well, that word now means in future, past, and present. That's what it means. You're actually three timelines. Now means it's already instituted, right? It is instituted at this instance. Well, you've gone up a little bit in time. You're at the same timeline, but now doesn't mean right now. Now means in the future, in the past, and right now. That's what it means. Yeah, Julie. And that's just a very simple deal. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Well, what was just coming to me as you were saying that was the Word of God is eternal and there's no time in eternity. So it's always wherever you are.
Yes.
Just whatever the circumstances are, will be, past tense, whatever, because it's eternal.
Yeah, let me see if I can explain it a little bit better. I think I found it here. Oh, that's not it. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Monroe.
Hi, I have maybe a more practical approach to this. I had to pray for my dog that fell into the pool, and when I got it, it was dead. So I immediately thought, what now? And I thought, yeah, I have to raise it from the dead, and I started praying, and I could feel in myself a flip between faith and non-faith, unfaith, unbelief. And I think that's more sort of practical, what it means if you live on the two, or if you speak about the two, what do you call it? What did you say? Yes. So the one is in faith, and I could feel it flip. While I was praying for the dog, I could feel it flip between faith and unbelief. And eventually, faith got the better, and the dog revived, and it lived. And that happened twice, by the way. And so I think that's more a practical way to see it. I don't know whether that helps anybody.
Yeah, help me. Amen. I had a physicist there explain it to me. And I was having fun finding it. It's basically what Monroe was talking about just now. He went back in time, brought that thing, that dog back to life. He was in two timelines right then. Yeah, Vanita.
Yeah, I think it has so many different, it can have so many different applications. Like when Monroe's talking about is a specific event in which you had, you know, faith and doubt and unbelief. And so you're in two time, could be in two timelines there. And then like what Missy was talking about, you might have faith for something like, I don't know, like no rain tomorrow. And you can have faith for that, but raising the dog, you might not have as much faith for that in your walk, in your particular walk. So in each thing, there's a different timeline depending on your level of faith for that. Like I might not have faith for, I don't know, my car engine being fixed, you know. That might be something harder for some people to have faith for than other things. So your timeline is also different in different circumstances. And then in each individual circumstance, it can be different. And you got to really focus yourself. Like what Monroe's saying, it's like you had faith and doubt and unbelief. You could feel the two of them and you're struggling between the two. And you're like, no, I'm not going to go that way. I'm going to have faith for it. And you got to keep yourself on the right timeline almost. So I don't know if that's accurate or not, but I just.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, that was a good analogy that he went there. Good way to call it. But in any event that I think all of us have at some point in time in our walk with the Lord, we have a breaking point that our faith won't kick in. Like, I don't know if I can believe for that or not, that kind of stuff. And that's what God's trying to alleviate. He's trying to get rid of that because God can do anything. Anybody knows it. He can do anything. Whether you have the faith for that is the question. And you can. We all can if you just believe and don't be double-minded in your belief system about that. You just grab a hold of it and don't let it go. It makes no difference what the circumstances are. It might look bleak. I read where George Muir had over 50,000 answers to prayer that he had cataloged. and he never told anybody about them. He just put them in his little book, put them in his little book, put them in his little book. He'd ask the Lord, and he'd forget about it because he knew it was going to happen. And that's the way we have to be. Thank you, Lord. I know it's done. I know some of you might be in some pain, you know. Lord, when are you going to do this? No, you don't need to do it back here. That's getting off the timeline. You need to just say, thank you, Father, because I know it's done. Whether it feels like it, whether it looks like it, whether it smells like it, whether it, whatever. It don't make any difference. Yeah. It don't make any difference. It's done. It's already done. Yeah, Julie.
Well, what was coming to my mind as you were talking and what Vanita said too, Monroe and everybody is just, where it says in Romans 12 to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Cause it's all what we know and understand, right? And that's where faith comes from is knowledge and hearing the word of God. And I can't remember where it is in 1 John or 2 John, I think. But you know, when we know what the will of God is, we can pray that and we know, and then we don't have that doubt. Because if we don't know if it's God's will or he'll do it, or we can have faith for something, then there's like a hesitation or a doubt or uncertainty or something that gets in the way. So that's just, so that's what was coming to my mind is why we would, you know, be double-minded or, wait a minute, I know that's God's will. I know it's his will to do this. I know it's his will. Or there's other things, like you say, don't know if it's, you have faith for something. It's like, well, it's God's will. He said anything, you know, what all things whatsoever. So it's just, thank you, Lord, for helping us overcome that, the mind of the flesh gets in the way. Amen.
Now, remember an old faith preacher, Kenneth Hagin, he always said, if you want to know, if you want to pray for something that you're not sure about God's will for it, get in the Word of God and find out if it's God's will to do it. And once you find it out, then faith is there. And that's a good way to go. Get in, find the words, find the promises, write them down and pray it. And it'll happen. I like that. And I've tried to apply that to everything that up to now. Now, it doesn't say anything in there about heated pumps and tractors and things like that, but it does say in Mark 11, 23 and 24, you believe that you have received, you got it. Praise God that we do have these promises from God to help us out. He's given us everything that we need, he said. Every tool that we need. You believe. Thank you, Father. All right. Anybody else? Anybody got any questions on faith, healing, deliverance, anything? Yeah, Joe.
Can I just say something about faith? On Wednesday morning, I was not struggling. I was talking about the Lord, about faith, and he told us when he led me to the book Faith for All Things, and he gave me the exact answer there of what I'm struggling with. So that was a good answer, but I asked him for a confirmation. He gave me a vision of five pegs in a freezer door. Fire. So that means me it's preserved and it's grace. I just want to praise the Lord for that. That's good. But he also gave me it starts raining then. He gave me a beautiful picture. So I shared it with Julie. If she can just share it on the screen, it's awesome. It's about the rainbow, about You can't conceive a double one, really double one. You only conceive a single one, but it's beautiful. If you ask, you just want to share it, if you can.
I don't have signal on my computer, so I'm going to email these to me and then I can share screen, okay?
Okay.
Yes, they are, Barbara. All his promises are yes and amen. What are we doing? Waiting on the picture? And that Cajun stuff on my fingers, rub my eyes, shouldn't have done that. Thank you, Lord. Well, while we're waiting on them, now I don't know what we're waiting on, a picture, I think. Is that right, Joe?
Yeah. I shared it with you. Julie, I sent the email as well. I'm not sure if you received it, David. Let's see if it's shared with him.
All right, I've already got you. You can share it if you want to. You need some technical help there, Julie. Records where you can find some. Oh, man. Well, while she's doing that, Vanita, what's up, girl?
Yeah, I was just wondering, Joe. You said that the Lord answered the question that you had. I don't know if it was personal or not, but if it was something biblical, is it something you could share with us? I like answers to questions. If it's personal, I understand you can't.
No, I don't mind sharing anything. It was about faith. I was thinking about the Lord showing me that morning about, why do I doubt? Why we're talking about that double timeline? Why I'm doubting for certain things? Why don't I believe? And it just led me why I believe for certain things and not for other things. Why do I just feel the confidence, the boldness? Most of the stuff I believe for, but certain things I don't. What's the reason for it? And that's what we're talking about. David talking about that double-minded, two-souled. That was the answer he gave me on that. And so I repent of that. I just need the boldness to confess that. Well, make it clear, because when if he gives you an answer for your question, I repent, because if you repent, then it changes everything. That's why I experienced his grace when he gave me that vision and he gave me that picture. So it's about that double timeline we were talking about. It's actually the same thing.
It sure would be nice to see that picture. Oh, glory to God. Look at that. Boy, that was quick. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Let's see here what we got.
Oh,
Can you make them bigger? I can't tell what it is. Explain what I'm saying here, Joe.
Is my screen button open?
What are we looking at, Julie?
Can you see this rainbow right here?
I can't see what you're looking at. I don't see a rainbow.
You see a picture with the house? You see a picture with the house?
I see the end of a house, it looks like.
The one with a check mark in it?
There's three thumbnails up there is what we're seeing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's why you're not seeing what I'm, you're not seeing what I'm seeing. Okay, let me fix that.
It's a postage stamp. Thank you, Mary.
Okay, you're not seeing. So are you seeing that?
Just a little bit of it. I mean, it's just a real small, probably an inch square.
You don't see that when I enlarge it?
Nope.
How come you can't see it? There's three pictures.
Yeah, all of them. You made that one a little bit bigger, but just a little bit, not anything.
It's going up on my whole screen, so I guess I don't understand what I'm doing wrong.
Try doing one at a time.
How about I send it to you, Michael, and see
if
you
can do it. Oh, you're going to put, okay. Yeah, now you're going.
I'll see if you can do it. I'm just, I extracted them. There are photos. There's three photos. I extracted them, unzipped them, and extracted them to my file. And I just opened them up on my screen. Yeah, well. There's three photos, so that's how it saved it.
Send it to me and I'll see what I can do with it. All right. Anybody got anything? Have you sent it to me? I hadn't heard the ding yet. Help us, Lord. All right, somebody else. You got something that you want to talk about? Let me, while I look at my mail here.
The pictures were three rainbows, and that was this, like, the confirmation, Joe, you received?
Yeah.
After the vision and stuff. What, can you share what the vision was again, or the dream? It was three pigs and something else, or five pigs?
I saw five eggs in a fridge door.
Eggs, as in?
Yeah.
Eggs, okay.
Did you send it to my Facebook, Maya?
Yes, I did.
Okay. They hadn't got here yet. Okay, here it is. Ah. Okay, let me see if I can do it. All right, share screen. I'm going to share that one and optimize the video. Yeah. All right. Can y'all see that? Is it still a thumbnail or is it full screen? Can y'all see it, Barry?
Yeah, it's working now. Yeah, that's good.
It's full screen.
Okay, you see that? Is that what you're talking about, Julie? All right. Now, what is this supposed to mean? Josephus.
It was just beautiful. If you see that, but second or a third picture, you can see the colors of a rainbow. It was
okay.
Just a beautiful thing, just after the rain. It was a quick rain.
Okay. I'll have to get back off and do it again. But yeah, I'm going to do one at a time. That way you get to see the whole picture. All right. Let's see. Hang on just a second. All right, can you see, is that the one? That's not the one. That's the second one.
That's the first one. You know, the second or third one.
That's the second one. Okay. Let me get the other one. Sorry, it's taking so long, but I have to do it this way in order to get it up there. Okay, here we go. Is that the one?
Yeah, can you see a little bit of that second one? Just a bit to the right. It's a little fine.
Yeah, this one here.
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that. Can y'all see this? All right, now what does that represent? Joe, what is this? Is that a rainbow?
Yeah, both of them are rainbow. If you look at the last picture, you can see the different colors of that rainbow. It was just a... I'm not sure. It's just, the first time I've seen it, there's a three of all the colors of a rainbow, but it's the whole picture is almost like a half moon or a half something.
Okay. Well, this is the third one. I did the second one and the first one. I didn't see any.
You only did one. Yeah, you did the one where, when you see the colors, because there's one you see the colors beautifully. You didn't
okay.
See that one.
All right, we'll share this one, see what it does. Ooh, which one is it? Okay, it's that one right there. Let's see what that does. Is that the one?
No. Oh, well.
Huh?
No.
No? Well, that you've gotten all three of them. I don't know which one it is that I'm missing here. Did you send them all three to me or did you double up on me? I don't know. Anyhow, we can get the picture. We can get the picture that he's talking about, that it was a rainbow, full-colored rainbow. I showed you all three of them, best of my ability. So, I don't know. Okay. That's all I know
it was
what
hard.
To do.
It was hard to see all the colors of the rainbow.
I didn't see all the colors either. I didn't see them on the picture. Did you see them, Julie? You see all the pictures, all the colors, different colors? But it didn't show up on mine. It was just kind of an outline. What you saw is what I saw. It looks like a little, starting out with a kind of a, yeah. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the more, yeah, go back out. Yeah, that's, no, not in, out. It seems to get a little bit better. Yeah, you can see a little bit of a change in the color there. That's the one I showed too. Okay. That's good. All right.
Joe, it probably looks more defined on your camera, on your picture, on your camera than it does translates over here.
Yeah. Probably so.
It's better, yeah. I think it's much better when I send you on a cell phone on your
signal. Probably so. Than that, John. Okay, anybody else got anything they'd like to talk about tonight? Oof, oof. What if somebody find a good song? We'll play that right quick. Okay. Yeah, Nick.
I was thinking of the song War
by Eddie James.
Yeah.
Charles Jenkins.
Yeah, that one.
Okay, we can do that. All right, y'all ready? Y'all ready to get up out of them chairs? I'm telling you what, you got to get out of them chairs. Let's go to war here. Lord of God, we got to go to war.
Control.
That one just ain't long enough. It's got to be at least 15 minutes long. Good gracious. Yeah. Hey, I just wanted to ask a question. I'm going to tell you what I'm thankful for, and I'd like for everybody else to tell me what you're thankful for on this day that brings about the things that we do on Thanksgiving. Why are you thankful? Well, I'll tell you why I'm thankful. I'm thankful that God's had grace and mercy upon my life to allow me, in my hedonistic and heathen ways, to come into the kingdom at a late age. And he put up with my nonsense for all of those many years and allowed me to be a part of this great kingdom that he has, and allowed me to call him my brother, call him my father, and to call on him anytime that I see fit to, which is every day. Every day. I love my God. I love him to the point that nothing else matters but God. Because if it wasn't for him going to the cross, if Jesus hadn't gone to the cross, we wouldn't have had a way. There's no way. There's no path unless you go through the blood. And I thank God for his mercy and his grace upon me and all of my friends and my family right here, in Jesus' name. Okay. All right, Nick, what are you thankful for, brother?
I'm just thankful that my grandma's with the Lord, and I'm just thankful for mostly being at work and got a job and making money and everything. So
thank you, Lord. Yes, that's great. Awesome. Thank you, Father. All right, Missy, why are you thankful?
Well, I like to say two things before I say what I'm thankful for. When you were talking, what came to my mind was, great sinners make great saints, and to those who have been forgiven much, loves much. And I, you know, that's, you know, my, you know, number one thing that I'm grateful for is my salvation, like you. But having said that, I'll say something different. I'm really thankful for all my UBM family. I'm really thankful for, because if it weren't for all of you all, and all the locals, you know, the Lord wouldn't have been able to bring me to where he's gotten me, because he's used everybody. And I just praise him and thank him and love y'all so much. I'm so thankful for y'all.
Amen. We love you too. Most of the time. Go ahead, Judith.
We love all the time.
Yeah, we love you all the time, Missy.
Especially Missy. In addition to everything that Michael and Missy have said, because I love you all, and I'm grateful and thankful to the Lord for saving me when he did and how he did. And I can look back and just say, thank you, Lord. You know, and I thank him for, all the trials, teaching me patience in all the trials, the long suffering, the endurance, and that I can get my strength from him when I think I can't do it anymore. And that he has great plans for me. Don't know really all what they are yet, but he has spoken to me that the best is yet to come. And I believe that for all of us, the best is yet to come. And that it's all going to be worth it. One of the verses I got recently is Revelation 3:10. And I hope this all encourages you too. Revelation 3:10, because thou did keep the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of trial, that hour which is to come upon the whole world to try them that dwell upon the earth. I come quickly. Hold fast that which thou hast, that no one take thy crown. And that is praise and thank the Lord that we're all still here. And we still have our crown. We have it by faith, and we have everything that God has promised us. I thank you, Lord, that you're doing something wonderful in each and every one of us and for us. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Okay, Andrew.
I'm thankful for the Lord's love. Love never fails. He loved me from the very first day he called me. He takes care of me. Sets me in the right direction when I go wrong. And he's excited about us, and I thank him for UVM and for bringing me here. Thank you for his word, for his presence, for his counsel and teaching through his Holy Spirit. All I want to do is love him. I need him. Show me how to do that. And I thank him for that too. Amen.
Amen. Ben?
Yes, sir.
Why are you thankful?
I'm thankful for all the wisdom that the Lord's given me, and that he's put me in the path of a ministry that seeks the unleavened bread. I never went through a lot of religiosity, but I'm noticing that he saved me from that, and I'm very thankful for that.
Amen. Yeah. Okay. All right, Joe, you're next.
I'm thankful for a lot of things in my life, for the Lord is doing in the last few years. He started changing my life in 2004, but 2009, I was part of his kingdom from then onwards. So I learned quite a lot over the last quite a few years. But most of all, Lord has given me so much. Well, he got so much patience for teaching me about the word for him, about myself, the way I see things. It's just awesome how he used visions in my life. Well, Lord chose visions to show me about him and about myself. So I learned a lot about visions. There was trials where the devil gets in and give me visions, go on a different way. But by God's grace, I learned about what is from the Lord and what's not from the Lord. So I made some funny things in my life, but the Lord showed me. But most of all, things he showed me is his patience and his love for me, the same as Andrew. You can't express how much love and patience you have with me for over the last few years. All the things happened in my life, and the way he changed from where I was to where I'll be and where I'm going to. It's just awesome. Let's thank you, Lord, for his grace and his mercy. It's awesome. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. Go ahead, Marilyn.
Wow. I have so much to be thankful for. And, you know, I appreciate everything everybody said, because I know it's all what, you know, we can all relate to that. I thank the Lord that, oh my, he didn't allow me to die in my sins. And, he remembers a little girl that, loved to go to Sunday school and look at the pictures in the Bible before I could even read the Bible. And, he remembered that he touched my heart, and he, even when I got out there in rejection and rebellion, that he didn't forget about me. Mm-hmm. I want to thank the Lord for his chastenings, because, you know, it says there in Proverbs that those that he loves, he chastens. And as he spoke to me one day when I was fasting, despise not the chastenings, and let it bring forth the peaceable fruit of righteousness. And that was like 20 years ago. I didn't have a clue really what that meant. But, you know, there's an old hymn that was written during the Azusa Street Revival, and one of the verses goes, deeper, deeper, though it cost hard trials, deeper let me go, rooted in the holy love of Jesus, let me fruitful grow. And that is where we learn to bear forth the fruit, is going through the valleys with Jesus. And to know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, and to be conformed to his death. And so having said that, I do want to say, boy, Father, you are the giver of all good things. Father, I want to thank you so much for Jesus. You sent him and you sacrificed him for me. Jesus, I love you, and I am so thankful that you gave your life for me, so that you could give your life to me. And Father, I just thank you for grace. And I think we're all just learning more and more about grace, or maybe I was just a late bloomer, but you know, I value grace so much more. I didn't really understand what grace was, the power of God working in us. And Lord, Father, oh, I thank you for the word, because the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And Father, I thank you for the wonderful gift of the Holy Spirit, who enlightens the eyes of our understanding and strengthens us in the inner man and brings us into all truth and brings everything to our remembrance and comforts us and encourages us and convicts us when we need to repent. Father, I'm just thankful. I'm so thankful every day, Father. So thank you, Lord. I'm done, Michael.
Okay. All right. That was awesome. Yeah. Ditto for me too, Lord. Go ahead, Anna fired Annie.
Ah, man. It's like John said, if you could write a book, the world wouldn't contain it, would it? I agree with everything everybody said. One thing I'm super thankful for, especially this year, is just the environment the Lord has given us here to raise our kids in. It's clean, it's supportive, it's godly. And I didn't even realize how much, I mean, I knew it was good here, and I knew it was better than what we could have ever had in Washington. But when we went back this year, and, you know, all the cousins, their cousins, you know, Matthew's youngest eight, there's like a lot of cousins. And all their cousins, we were around them, they're all getting older now, and they're all in public school. And I was just like, oh, thank you, Jesus, that we are not living here and these kids are not around my kids every time. You know, and of course I love these kids and I pray for them. But I was just like so grateful that God didn't put us in that position, because if we lived there, there'd be the obligation of going to family events and, you know, do you offend people by not going, or do you go and your kids are, you know, being, you know, having ungodly fellowship and stuff. And I'm just so thankful we got, you know, godly parents around us. We all, you know, kind of work together for the good of our kids. And I'm just, oh, it's such a blessing. I know a lot of people don't have that. So thank you, Lord. You're muted, Michael.
I know. Yes, you're right. It always amazes me the difference between our children. I'm going to call them ours because they are our children. Then, like she said, when you visit back home and you see, you know, the kids, they're not raised up in an environment like this. And they're, you know, not hard to handle. And you don't want your kids to be influenced by them. But like she said, it's awesome to watch these children come in here, in one way, and then within just a few short weeks are just completely turned around. It's awesome. It's awesome to see. Thank you, Father, for that environment here for these children and us too. All we talk about is Jesus. All right. Who's next here? Benita, go ahead.
I knew you were going to say my name. Now, I was just thinking, I'm very grateful for all those things you all said. And I'm so grateful to be a part of this ministry, and I just think back about what I used to believe, and I'm thankful that I was in the Baptist church for 15 years, because I learned a lot there, and I learned that it was all wrong now that I'm here, but I can tell the difference. I know the difference, and it helps me understand where people are coming from, because I can understand that, you know, I was there too. So I just really appreciate that. But the thing that really, I don't know, the teaching that we have in the Word about, he uses the weak. And I mean, that's just like, I'm the least of these. I mean, my dad's smart. My brother's real smart. Everybody around me, it's like, you know, what, a notch above. And it's like, but I have the wisdom of God, and they can't understand it. And he just, you, and if I hadn't known, if I hadn't read in the Word that he uses the weak, I would think, well, maybe I'm wrong. You know, who am I? Why would I know this? But he teaches us that so clearly, and we can know, you know, it's like, just because we're not the smartest, he's given us his wisdom, and we know it's the truth. And he just uses the weak, and I appreciate that we know that through the Word. So amen for that.
Amen. Thank you, Father. All right. Barbara?
Everything you guys have so far said, it really, it just, I don't know if I'm going to be able to say this. It just, everything I can, I'm just very thankful for the Lord's grace that he showed to me, to save a wretch like me, how I was. You know, a little bit what you said, Michael, a lot of what you said, Michael. It just, I'm thankful. Everything how you said, that's, I was just resonating, you know, everything you said. And Andrew about God's love. And Marilyn, you know, talking about, you know, when I was in rebellion, rejection, when I was a little girl, the Lord first called me then, and, you know, I responded for a little while, but how, like Marilyn said, you know, you get into rebellion or rejection, and I was just such a wretch. And I'm just so thankful that he showed his love to me and picked me up out of the miry clay, and he's sitting me on a bath of, I can't even say this without bawling my eyes out, because I'm just so thankful for the Lord, just his love for me. And he's teaching me how to love him the way he wants to be loved. And, you know, I've fallen short in so many ways, and he's so patient and kind to me. And, he's teaching me, and, you know, and I don't even know what all to say, because it's just so, I'm just so thankful for everything he's done and everything he's going to do. I just get excited, you know, to know what he's going to do. And, you know, I don't really know what to say. I'm just very thankful for the Lord, you know, saving me and taking me out of the power of darkness and putting me in the Son of his love. You know, I don't know. What more can I say? You guys all said it. I can relate to everything you guys have said. So praise God.
Barbara, you said a lot more. You said a lot more, girl. Yep, that's the way we all feel. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Okay, Monroe.
Hi. I knew it was me now. I'm very grateful for God's grace and love in my life and not letting me die in my sins. And I feel very much like Barbara. I was bawling my eyes out with you, Barbara. And I'm very grateful for a believing and faithful and honest and loving wife, which is a great blessing to me. And then God blessed me with two beautiful children that are also believers. And, you know, that's always just been such a kindness I felt from God to bless me with that. And then you guys, you know, you don't realize it, but, I can almost not explain how much, you mean to me. It's, you are my family, and, I look forward to each and every encounter with you guys. And it's really a blessing to know you and to see you and to have interaction with you. And then UBM, obviously, and everything I get taught there. So, yeah, those are the things that I'm most grateful for. And that's it.
Amen. Thank you, Monroe. Yep, I believe that's how we all feel. All right, Sunil.
Yeah, I have a lot to be thankful to. First of all, yeah, he revealed himself to me and brought me onto the right path, and while I was going astray and all that. And for this year, I'm specifically thankful that though in spite of all my shortcomings in life and failures in the world, my kid was able to finish 12th grade and going to university this year, and though I had lots of I was doing wilderness living, God provided for her and she didn't have to worry anything about that things. Yeah, and he has been giving me a long rope and giving me victory over lots of afflictions and witchcraft and demonic attacks. He has been bringing me out, making me successful in spite of me feeling that, you know, far away from him. And I'm grateful for that, and I hope I will come out successful because he is the author and finisher of my faith.
Amen.
Thanks.
Amen. Thank you. That's awesome. Excuse me. All right. Okay. Barry, what are you thankful for?
Well, I was thinking about that today, and I think, yes, it's the Lord's movement and directing of being my family. We're, Marilyn and I were talking about that, about something of that nature this morning, that moving to this area, we really didn't know the area at all. We knew some people over this way. And that's what got us to move over here. It is all the Lord's doing of connecting the people and the arrangements to for all these things to happen. And my cat's helping.
What in the world is that?
My cat. Anyway, we came to this area and we had to buy a house. We had like 3 days when we had to buy a house. Because our other house sold, we came over here not knowing anything and needed to get a house or someplace to stay. And, it just was the strangest thing. The Lord took me on a road from somewhere else over this way. Never been here, didn't know the roads, just randomly just turned on these country roads. With not much on them, and came to kind of an overlook on the side of this canyon, and we looked over to the north, and here's this little town. It's like, wow, look down here in this canyon. You know, they got this river running through, and got this nice little town over here. Wonder what that is. And it turns out that's where we moved. And he showed us this. We just randomly ran across it and saw it from far off, and. You know, it was just that kind of thing, really, for decades, really, just things have worked out. Just, you know, you can tell the Lord's hand is, you know, moving things and it continues, you know, all the time. And, so I'm thankful for that.
Amen. God works everything out, don't he? Golly. My goodness. And like Missy was talking about earlier, the things that we've gone through, God's fixing to reward us for it. And it's going to be an awesome time that we're fixing to have. I know some of us have gone through, well, if not all of us, have gone through some great trials. And, but it's all worth it. It's going to be worth it. And God's going to show us that it was, that he's grateful to us. You know, he made this whole universe for us. So he can have us with him in eternity to visit with and to have picnics with and, you know, things like that. It's just awesome. And then he has days like today where some of us got together. Some of them were out of town, but a lot of us got, some of us got together today. And I was sitting outside and thinking about today. And it's just awesome to be able to come in. And, the women are just, some of the best cooks in the world, I believe. I'm telling you. And, to be able to have a good meal and to sit down with some good fellowship. It's just, beyond anything that, I've been here for 12 years now, going on 13 years. And, haven't regretted a minute of it. Haven't regretted a minute of it. And I know because of the sacrifices that everybody here has done, God's going to reward you for it, reward all of us for it. And it's going to be well worth it. because he loves us. He loves his bride. He's going to have a party for his bride. Y'all watch what I'm telling you. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, I teared up there more than once now. I don't know about y'all. I'm just going to tell you. Go ahead, Joe.
And last first, the Lord help me to say what I want to say when it comes out right. Thank you, Father. In the beginning, quite a few years, when I started with this outreach and all this, there were many times. That's how God's grace has worked. It's unbelievable. You cannot describe it. When I started the outreach, most of the times, many times when I did talk, it sounds like people don't understand me or my explaining wasn't good. So, Lord, get me through all this and not getting disheartened and just giving it up. Because if I want to say, it doesn't come out right with my English because I'm an Afrikaans person. It was, when I think about it now, it's a difficult time, but the Lord gave me grace through all that to understand more and more till now. Now I can more or less explain myself. I can understand where you people talking. About myself and not just thinking. sorry about my English. Sorry about this. Sorry. It's just awesome, the Lord. It's been patient with me. We've started out not really understand what I tried to explain, but now it's getting a lot better. It's God's grace. I pray a lot about it for understanding Not for me, just for the people to understand what I want to express, what I want to say, because I have to think for myself, because I'm an Afrikaans person. I think almost an Afrikaans, most of the time it's an Afrikaans, but then I have to translate it and put it in English. So sometimes it doesn't come out right. So, but Lord's grace, I get over that stage and things like that. But it was just amazing how patient he's with me. With that, and the last thing is how awesome the Lord uses Bible and how he uses David in my life. It's most of the stuff, if you're looking for answers, go to the Word or ask the Lord. He showed you if it's in the Bible or if it's about how to express or how to explain something. He showed David in one of his books. It's just always the search button on UBM helped me so much for searching my questions and answers on that book. It's awesome how the Lord used David in my life as well. That's all I want to say. Thank you.
I understood every word you said, Joe. You're starting to talk like an old Arkansas boy. I can understand what you say every bit of it. Yeah, that's awesome. Say y'all. I'm just kidding you, brother. Yes, I did. I understood every word. I wanted to make sure I did, and I did. So, praise God. God's opened my ears up too. Anybody not understand what Joe said? Please, somebody raise your hand. That way I can tell you. Okay. All right. That is awesome. That was some great testimonies. Yeah, Julie.
Just add on to what Joe said. You know, it's like we're all learning to be patient and long suffering with everybody and giving everyone grace and, you know, and learning to pay attention, learning to listen and, just to be, you know, forgiving, you know, patient, long suffering, forgiving and being kind and the day I hear Joe say y'all, like Michael, that would just be amazing. It can happen.
Yeah, he can listen to me very long. He's talking just like me. All right. Yes, that's great, Joe. I tell you, I did. I understood every word you said. There wasn't a word that I didn't understand. You talked almost like an American. with a South African accent. Yeah, really, it was good. All right, anybody else? I got one more question. What is the second greatest miracle that God did in your life? Not the first. I'm going to say the second. I know what you're going to say when I say the first. All right, we're going to start out with whoever raises their hand up. Okay, Julie.
Learning, well, it's not a one thing answer, but learning who he is, him teaching me who I am, and just bringing revelations of his word into the spirit for me. You know, just having that, you know, the world doesn't understand us. My family doesn't understand me. I can't relate to people. And to know that that's what God wants, and that's okay, you know, and it's overcoming that rejection and overcoming, that's a miracle too, is overcoming rejection, overcoming what people think, overcoming what, you know, losing my love for this world and the things of this world and, you know, forgetting that God's done that in me. I can't take credit for any of it, you know, it's all him, you know, and just getting these revelations. And the learning and the growing, that's just, I don't know if that's a miracle. I don't know what else you would call it, right? I mean, it's a gift. It's a miracle. It's his love. It's his great. It's his plan. It's his purpose. It's, you know, it all goes back to him.
Yeah, it's a miracle. I could tell you. It's a miracle. All of us. Yeah. Nick, what's your second greatest miracle that the Lord's done for you?
I think he's done, the second greatest thing he's done for me is die on the cross.
Okay. Praise God.
And paid the penalty for my sin.
Amen. He sure did. Glory to God. Yeah, that's a good one. Awesome. All right, Monroe.
Yeah, you've known me. You know me. You've known me for years. And getting rid of myself must be the old me, must be the greatest miracle that he's done. And then he's raised a dog twice from the dead for me and a hamster twice from the dead for me. So those I count as great miracles. So, yeah, those are mine.
Praise God. That's a couple of – that's more than one or two. That's a couple – two or three of them. Yeah. Awesome. Okay, Missy.
I didn't realize it was going to be next. You know, I was just thinking, you know, if you want to talk miraculous as far as like healing or whatever, I think probably the very first healing I got from overactive bladder, just from speaking my faith to someone who was very skeptical and what's the word I want to say? Skeptical and I can't think of the word that I want to think of, but anyway, but if you want to talk about you know, to me, it's actually a miracle that that the Lord saved me out of being drawn into faction and just from people. From the brothers and sisters and stuff that I've known, that I was close to, but I didn't get caught up in that. It just blows my mind, and I'm just very thankful. And you know, when I think, you know, that he saved me from that, I'm just so, so thankful.
Amen. Thank you, Father. All right, Andrew. Get ready to be on your neck.
Want to go first? Mine's just easy that I have Ben sitting here beside me. Thankful that he's saved. Thankful for the whole ordeal and the prayer time and the next day. Well, that's just wonderful for me, and I think it's very wonderful for him too. But that's, I know that's his first pick. Anyway, I do like that faction room though, there to be spared from any of that. Also, like what Missy was saying there, that's probably your third thing. Well, praise God.
You're up, man.
I'm thankful that the miracle of being taken away from my addiction to video games and just finally being able to be looking towards something that's meaningful and that brings actual fruition to my life. Like, it was just such a waste of time, and now he's actually given me meaning. Because, I don't know, for the longest time before I was saved, I didn't have that before, and then now it's just like, not only, again, the wisdom is coming into me, but I can live that, and I can sort of see that maturity happening in me every day. I don't know, like, I know it's kind of correlates with just being born again, but actually seeing it happening and registering it is just, I'm blown away, and I'm so thankful for it. And I know that it's not just the things that I see him doing, but I know my faith in having it, that it's going to happen, and that I should claim it now. That kind of mindset is what I'm also very thankful for.
Amen. I'll tell you something, Ben. It's been very evident that the Lord is growing you up fast. And it's real evident to us. Because we remember when we were praying for you. You know, and what you've become since then is just amazing. We thank the Father for it.
I know I don't really say much on here, but like, I am just also very grateful for you guys. Like you guys are kind of pretty much the highlight of my week, pretty much. I'm not trying to butter you guys up. Truly, I am grateful for all of you, and I really hope I get to see you physically in front of me soon.
There's a road from there to here.
I gotta find it.
sounds like I'm trying to blow the bridges up, doesn't it? If you know what I mean, go ahead, Joe.
Probably the same with probably a bit of Ben. As my first one is the Lord, while everybody else is the first one. Now he changed my life. But I think my second one was the biggest miracle is, when I grow up, I always think of people about talking about the Bible. It's only they only talk about the Bible, and there's nothing else they can talk about. And I was thinking of, don't want to be like that. And the Lord changed my heart so I can understand what I want to know now. It's unreal how he changed my life from thinking what other people think and think about what I learned now from him and from you people, or from you all. That's God's grace. Is I can learn so much. So it's unbelievable. Thank you, Father.
Amen. Thank you, Joe. All right. I've lost where I'm at. Barry. I'll get right to you, Benita.
I'm not sure I could really identify any, you know,
event.
We sold our house in the yak.
Okay. Thank you. I don't think I could really identify anything as, you know, specific like that, but it's an ongoing kind of thing that there's no set pattern. It's just this growth, you know, that happens. You learn more, and I guess the major part of that is really coming to the realization that we have to die to self, and we, you know, have to, you know, identify the old man and to, you know, work in the process of bringing him to an end. And, you know, in most Christianity, that's, they don't talk about that kind of stuff. And so it's kind of fundamental, but there's been a lot of other things that work together with that. So it's all kind of, it's more of a general thing than a specific point.
Amen. All right, Marilyn.
Well, and first off, I have to repent because I wanted Daddy to give the testimony of how the Lord sold our house in the yak after he'd given him two dreams about it. And we didn't have a for sale sign out. And somebody just drove up one day and sold and bought our house. And that's
awesome.
It's over here. You know, I guess I think in more tangible things, but I love what my beloved said because the Lord's given him. He's got a lot of wisdom, and he sure is a good husband. And, but I just, I want to thank the Lord for our daughter. When I was 36, my mom was dying of cancer, and I was taking care of her. And at the same time, Barry and I, you know, we've been trying to, you know, get a family going. And, I've been through a bunch of tests, and basically, you know, I had been told that, I wouldn't be able to conceive. And within just days after my mom passing away, I conceived. And boy, was everybody surprised, my doctors. And the second part of that miracle is there were a lot of problems with my womb, and I was able to carry my daughter full term, our daughter full term. And she has just been such a blessing to us. And so, you know, that was a miracle, and the doctors, you know, said as much. And, also, you know, the miracle continues because, when she was young, she really loved the Lord and, was really an outsider in the little community here where we live, because there weren't any other teenage Christians. And she, you know, she really suffered a lot of loneliness. And then she got out on her own and, you know, kind of turned her back on the Lord for a while. But you know what? The Lord's really doing a work in her. She reads her Bible every day and she prays. And she is just a delight. And we are so thankful and so happy that she and Casey are here with us. They're a big help. And we love them very much. And, you know, we're just up here in the Pacific Northwest by ourselves. We have no family that lives nearby, you know, family of the in the natural sense. And so anyway, I just want to thank the Lord for Jenny. And, you know, that she is just her whole birth and conception was a miracle. And praise the Lord. Even though the bad report had been spoken over me, the Lord was sovereign over that. And he proved himself strong on my behalf, our behalf, and blessed us. So thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you for bringing both her and Casey in at a great pace here shortly. Jesus' name. Because I believe he's done it. I believe he's done it. Okay, Anna.
I wouldn't even know where to start. but the one thing that sticks out of my mind as a physical miracle is, I think I've shared this before, at least a long time ago. When we were still living in Washington with my parents, we had just been married and we had this Jeep truck, and I just had all these problems with it. And my parents had bought us a new car. It was a 4Runner that we had. And so we had parked the Jeep truck over here. It was an 87, had all these problems with it. And there's one key to it. And my dad had driven it. I had driven it. Matthew had driven it. And we lost the key. We didn't know who lost it. I thought my dad did. He thought I did. And he's like, you need to find this key. I need to move this truck. It's in my way. I need to get back here and get some firewood. Because it was just parked like on a logging road. And I just couldn't find this key. I just tore everything apart. Couldn't find it. And I was like, pretty sure maybe he had it, but I didn't know. He didn't know. And I was just like, Lord, you have to help me find this key. I can't find it. And then my dad comes again later, you know, I don't know, a week later or something. You have to find this key. So I tear everything apart again. It's still not there. I'm just like, Lord, you have to help me find this key. A month later, the Lord put the key in my pocket. And it was a pair of jeans that I had, you know, washed several times throughout that time. I always check the pockets before I wash it. I had washed it several times in that month. And I reached in there and felt something, and I just knew it was the key. And I pulled it out, and I didn't even recognize it because it had been a while. But I just knew. I was like, this is the Jeep key. And I ran out there, and it was the key. And that just, I don't know. I know there's been a lot of bigger miracles, but to me, that just blew my mind. That God just put it in my pocket. God.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Go ahead, Benita.
Okay, the idea of your dad putting that key in your jean pocket did not cross my mind at all.
No, he wouldn't do that.
No. Yeah, it's like, where do you start? You won't even believe the one I'm going to say, though. You won't believe it. I just praise the Lord for my little puppy. I know, he's so sweet and he's so well behaved. We got 5 acres and he stays in our boundary. I don't even know how. I mean, it's just, he just does. He runs around 100 miles an hour, but he stays in our boundaries, and we don't have a fence or anything. And he just cuddles with me all night, and he makes me get up every morning, rain or shine, and walk. And we walk in the woods and we just praise the Lord every day, and we exercise. And the other day we were walking through the woods, and I got the idea of how Adam and Eve walked in the coolness of the day with the Lord, and he was just beside me, and I was talking to him like I was walking through the coolness of the morning with him, and it was just such a beautiful thing. So I just thank the Lord for bringing that little puppy in my life.
Amen. That's a good looking dog too. All right, Barbara.
Well, it's kind of hard for me to remember the second miracle. I mean, I feel like he's done a lot of miracles for me, you know, over the years. I'd have to say the second, you're asking for the second miracle after, you know, first being saved would be deliverance of demons. And, you know, because he delivered me from demons after I got saved, you know, specific ones like, you know, the Jezebel spirit and anger. I had an anger spirit and, I don't know, a couple other spirits, and the Lord delivered me from that. So I would have to say that would be the second miracle. That, and also that I come to know to have a relationship with him, because I didn't know what it was like to have a relationship with the Lord. You know, when I first got saved, I was still in the church world, and how much of a relationship do you have in the church world, right? But that too, I don't know which one. I mean, you know, they're all the miracles. I don't know which was second, third, fourth, fifth. I mean, he's done so much, but I guess that's what it would be, is deliverance of demons after I got saved. So
that's a big one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a big one.
That's a miracle for me. Yeah.
Yeah. That's good. Thank you, Barbara. All right, Monroe. Second biggest miracle.
I think I had my chance. I think it's Sunil now.
Oh, okay. Sunil, what was your second biggest miracle?
I would say he gave me some understanding of the Bible.
Amen.
I knew nothing on a moment before, then in another moment I seemed to know everything. It's like it was like a download.
Amen. Okay, who did I miss? Anybody? Myself. The second greatest miracle. I'll tell you my second and my third one. My second one was when I was praying in my shop. And the Lord baptized me in the Holy Spirit. Boy, that was significant for me. That was, I'll never forget it. It was an awesome experience for me. And he immediately gave me a full language. And I just stayed 4 hours out there just praising God in the Spirit. And I guess the third biggest miracle was like Sunil said, was understanding the Word of God in the Spirit. And I did that after I read Sovereign God. I was able to do that after I read Sovereign God. David opened up the door. And, of course, most of us did, as most of us did. We went right into it, and our God opened it. And the Lord was merciful enough to open up our understanding to read and understand the Word of God. So that was my second and third. It was awesome. My fourth miracle was meeting y'all. Yeah, that's a miracle. Lord of God. Okay, well, gosh, it's time to... Okay. Anybody got anything they'd like to add before we close out tonight? It's been a good night. I enjoyed it. I had something else on mine, but the Lord works it all out, doesn't he? It's good. Well, Father God, I just praise you and I glorify you and I thank you for this great, wonderful day that you've made for us and place it in our hearts on this special day in America, which in our life, it's every day is a good day. And I thank you, Father, for all that you have done for us. You've opened up a brand new world for us. Some of us many years ago, some of us just a few years ago, some of us just a few months ago. And Lord, I praise you and I glorify you that this walk that you have us on is a great walk, Lord, because you're the one that's leading us and guiding us and pushing us. And we praise you for that, Father. Thank you, Lord, that everybody tonight's going to get a good night's sleep. And I praise you, that, Lord, that we all, when we come together again, that love would be evident just like it was tonight. And I thank you for it, Father. Thank you, Lord, that we're all that light up on the lampstand for the world to see. And I praise you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, that we get to do this again, Lord willing. In Jesus' name, amen. Good night, y'all. Come on.